Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from July the 24th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorsey Wright, and taking a look at Friday's performance, bit of a mixed bag for the indices we follow on the video. Saw crude up notably, almost up 2% there, really 1.9%. Saw EFA close its day up 20 basis points. Most U.S. equity indexes were able to eke their way into positive territory. We notably saw the Dow continue its streak after finishing the day up 1 basis point. But from there, on the additional U.S. equity side, we saw the Russell 2000 down 35 basis points along with NASDAQ Composite. Taking a look at that crude oil chart this morning, did see it reverse back up indexes, move above 78, would be a second consecutive buy signal for the commodity, be the first time we've seen two consecutive buy signals since that low, really that rally off of the lows in March there from 65. So at least a continued improving technical picture here with two buy signals. Obviously, we still consider crude fairly range bound between the low 80s and mid 60s here. So until it breaks above that really kind of $84 level, we're not seeing too much significance for further upside out of crude at the moment. So moving on over to the EFA picture, you know, we do see that it still maintains a buy signal. We haven't seen a move above that $75 level just yet, sitting in the $74 level or just previous close there, just below 74. So need to see it above 75 for a third consecutive buy signal on its default chart there. On the Russell 2000, did see it reverse down into O's, moving down to 1960 there. Not too surprising after a pretty decent run it's had here. We'd look for the chart to maybe consolidate here a little bit, possibly pull back a little bit more. Could feasibly see it pull back to 1900, that prior breakout level, which would even still be a fairly healthy pullback. But looking for it to build some higher levels of support here to current trading levels. Reversal back into X's here at 1990 would put support there at 1960. So continue to watch for that. Most U.S. equity charts still remain in a column of X's at this time, but the Russell is one that we did see reverse down into O's. From that participation standpoint, we're actually looking at the bullish percent for the S&P 600. So BP SPSML is going to be that symbol. We do see the bullish percents for the S&P 500 as well as the S&P 400 north of 70%, with the S&P 500 sitting up at 76%. Its prior rally high mark, if you will, that we saw back in December. As for small caps, we see them still continuing to improve here up to that 60% level, highest level we've seen since the latter part of February, pardon me there. But then continued improvement up to 70 would reach that February high mark there, and a move above 72 would be the highest level we've seen since in more than 2 years, really looking at that bullish percent for S&P small caps. On the earnings front, we do have Microsoft reporting on Tuesday. It's a 5 for 5. Vera has maintained a very nice improved technical picture to begin 2023, recently completing its fifth consecutive buy signal with a double top here at 352 early last week. Ultimately did reverse down on Thursday's action here to 340, but pulling back right to the middle of that trading band, pretty healthy. And ultimately we have support here at 324 and 328. So some nice support there as well. So we look, continue to monitor that. From here, a move back above 352 would actually bring it into a column of X's, and move above 368, be a new 52-week high, and also be a sixth consecutive buy signal for the stock there. So continuing to look at other stocks we have on the earnings report front, we have Google also reporting on Tuesday. It's technically maintained a sell signal since the latter part of June. Has been a little bit of some consolidation here. Recent prices reversed down following last Thursday's action, and ultimately sitting just below the trading band here. Move above 114, or move below 114, pardon me, there would actually be a second consecutive sell signal for the stock. From here, a reversal back into X's would occur at 126, and a return to a buy signal would occur at move above 128. So just some price levels to watch there for Google as well. GM also reporting on Tuesday. Not quite as strong a technical picture as we see out of Google and Microsoft, as it is a 2 for 5er at the moment, but will be one that we sort of keep an eye on, as a lot of recent improvement has been on the back of announcements that GM is planning to work with Tesla. So continue to see what will develop there. From the technical standpoint, we have seen the chart of GM maintain a column of X's since June, ultimately has rallied up to 41 here, moving back into a positive trend earlier this month, really a couple of weeks ago, but still see some pretty significant resistance here in that low 40s. So we'll see if GM has any extra oomph in the tank, if you will. But looking at a more sensitive scale chart develops a little bit of a different scale, different picture, if you will. This is the 50 cent per point box chart. You can change that right here if you'd like to. And ultimately, we see that it's maintained a buy signal also here since the latter part of June as well. And from there, it rallied up to 41, has now pulled back into a column of X's, but overall, or a column of O's, pardon me, overall is a fairly healthy pullback for the chart here, sitting at 38.50. A move back above 40 would move it back into a column of X's here, and a move above 41.50 would be a second buy signal and actually clear some resistance on this 50 point per box chart that dates back to March of this year. But then would additionally still be looking at resistance at that $43 level here, in this case, 43.50 for the 50 cent per box chart. The last talk we'll talk about is going to be Meta platform, Meta symbol. It is a five for fiver, shown notable improvement this year, currently sits 4 out of 51 in the internet sector matrix, has maintained a buy signal since March, completing five consecutive buy signals ultimately as it's rallied up to 316 here. With recent action on Thursday, we did see it reverse down to a column of those at 292. Again, fairly healthy chart action as we've seen some of these charts get extended, now pulling back into O's towards the middle of their trading band or to prior breakout levels. Sort of that idea of old resistance or old breakouts becoming new support is the way you can look at that as well. So really seeing a pullback to 280, 276 wouldn't be too surprising in a vacuum looking at the chart here. Now, the levels to keep an eye on would be 260 as well as 232, those prior pullback levels as support. And then from there, move back above 304 would move it into a column of X's, and move above 320 would be a sixth consecutive buy signal for Meta here and put it in overbought territory yet again. So we'd keep an eye on some of those price levels. And again, in many cases, it's really just most of these stocks that we see reporting earnings. It is a big earnings week. We're just pointing out where we would look for support levels, where we would look for breakout levels, so on and so forth. Really just things to monitor there as earnings are upcoming for these names. And again, these are just a few of the big names that we see out there. It's a big earnings week as we see a nice majority of the S&P 500 reporting this week as well. So we got started last week with the earnings process, but we will see what this week holds in store for us. And as always, if you have any particular questions about a position you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.